Welcome to installment 230 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. In today's portion, we will discuss Positive Commandment 107, with the laws of purity and impurity, this time the law of Tumas Meis, impurity conveyed by a dead body. We have already learned in previous Shiurim the laws of Tumas Meis, as there is a separate set of halachas, laws in Mishnah Torah applying to the laws of Tumas Meis. The present shir corresponds to the laws of Kalim, the laws dictating when a vessel should become impure as a result of contact with some form of impurity. These laws concern which sorts of vessels are capable of becoming impure and are very long and complex. Therefore, the shiurim for the next few days, which correspond to the laws of Kalim, which in themselves have no individual positive commandment associated with them, will discuss different types of impurity which can be conveyed to Kalim, to vessels. The Rambam tells us at the beginning of the laws of Tara a general principle regarding these laws. The Rambam tells us that any time that we see a form of impurity that can make a person impure by contact, this same impurity can make kalim impure, vessels. And should this impurity be unable to affect a person, then it is unable to affect vessels. And both humans and vessels, adam v'kalim, can only become impure from an av hatuma, from a primary source of impurity. As we have mentioned in previous shiurim, and will mention in the next few days, there are different levels of impurity. An avatuma, literally a father of impurity, is capable of conveying this tuma even to a person, or even to kalim. Furthermore, there is a more basic and more severe form of tuma, which is capable not only of rendering a human or vessels impure, it will render these human being an av hatuma himself. It can make this person a source of impurity. This one extreme form of tuma is tumas meis, today's mitzvah, namely a corpse. Should a person come in contact with a corpse, the person that touched the corpse himself becomes an av hatuma, a source of impurity. The corpse itself is called avi aves hatuma, a source of all of these sources of tuma, a primary source of impurity. The Rambam tells us an interesting law pertaining to the contact of vessels with a dead body. Normally, when a dead body should be contacted by a human, the person that touched it would become an av hatuma, a source of impurity. However, when kalim are concerned, should a vessel touch this dead body, the vessel itself becomes not only an avatuma, a source of impurity, but rather the vessel becomes like the corpse itself. It becomes itself an aviavesatuma, and anyone that touches this kalim will himself become an avatuma. The Rambam tells us that this law is learned from the verse in Chumash, which states, "Bachal al cherev oyve meis," someone who comes in contact with a sword or a dead body. Mipi ashmu alamdu, the Rambam tells us. The oral tradition relates that this comes to compare the sword, which is a keli, a vessel, with the dead body itself. Just as the dead body itself is avia vesatuma, so too the vessel, indicated in the verse by a sword, also becomes a primary source of impurity. There is another law regarding the impurity of a dead body which applies exclusively to kalim, to vessels. This is the law of Tzmid Psil. The law is that a dead body can render someone impure not only through direct contact, but even through Tumas Oihel, by dwelling under the same roof as the dead body, the person will become impure as if they had direct contact with the dead body. This is the reason, as we mentioned in previous shiurim, why kohanim cannot enter hospitals today, and why at the times of the Beis HaMikdash, no one would be able to enter the place where a dead body would be, and thereafter be allowed to enter the temple, or to consume sanctified food. Not in every case, however, will a vessel become impure. Should the vessel, and specifically a clay vessel, be sealed tightly, which is the meaning of tzmid psil, that is, the cover, the opening is tightly covered. In such a case, the covering prevents this impurity from affecting the vessel. The vessel remains pure, and everything inside the vessel remains pure. This applies, however, only to a clay vessel or another vessel which normally does not become impure by direct contact. Should it be a regular vessel which could become impure through direct contact, the tzmid psil does not affect it in any way. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvos. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.